Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to check in with Dr. Kelly Jacobs with Romeo Optometry at, of course, on Romeo Street, right next door to us here at the radio station. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning, Jamie. Happy Monday.
Yes, it says so nice to chat. We have an event that is happening for Monday, April 8th, and with concerns about safety with regards to this. This is, of course, we're talking about the solar eclipse, and I understand, certainly for customers at Romeo Optometry, some not even aware that there is a solar eclipse that is going to be happening on that day.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and it is because it's a total eclipse. It's one of the most dangerous ones, and we're actually very excited in a sense because there won't be another one for over 100 years. So we're encouraging everyone to do any viewing safely to not damage their eyes.
Okay, and that is certainly the biggest point in terms of safety with regards to your eyes, with regards to a solar eclipse. This is not to be taken lightly, if you will.
No, and the reason why this is far worse than the normal sun is because during this total eclipse, when temporarily for 6 or 7 minutes all around Stratford goes dark, the eye is fooled into thinking that it's dark, and normally there's going to be a limited amount of light if you stare at the sun that would go into your eye because your pupil would shrink. But in this case, the eye is going to be fooled. The pupil is going to expand and allow maximum light to go in. Thus, potentially dangerous amount of UV will enter the eye and has a real capacity to damage the retina. Even though you're saying, well, it's totally dark out, I can look. No, you absolutely cannot look up.
Exactly. So again, yeah, not even that quick look. It is not safe to do this. And this is for, again, Monday, April 8th, and that should be happening roughly in the afternoon. So what's the safe way to view a solar eclipse?
Well, the only safe way is to use a safety standard filter. It has to have an ISO number on it to be completely safe. And it's safe if you're looking through the filter on a normal day in the room and everything is completely black. It is then safe. You cannot look through your normal sunglasses. If you have an auto-darkening welder's mask, you have to check into that because it won't darken because the world will be dark for those few moments. So those really have to be looked at. So we promote the safest way with a safety standard eclipse glasses.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, recommended, but, you know, people are selling or whatnot. If you have any doubts, I would say maybe don't use those glasses if you have any doubt whatsoever.
Absolutely. That, yes. And if they're in doubt, they can check. It will always tell you online the safety number. It's a 123 number. It will give you the complete 5 digits. Then you know if it is a safety standard filter.
And, of course, we'll pass along those details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. We're chatting with Dr. Kelly Jacobs with Romeo Optometry. And this has also now been scheduled as a PD or PA day for Avon-Maitland District School Board Schools and here on Perth Catholic District School Board Schools. So what should parents keep in mind with their kids for that day?
Well, obviously, keep them from looking up, which is very difficult. Now, just as a little service, what we're doing is we're giving away eclipse glasses to anyone that does want to stop in. We just asked for a donation to the food bank, a $5 donation, and all it's going to the food bank. So if they're in doubt and want to protect their children, that is what I recommend, is that they get some safety glasses, but don't get any knockoff ones. Just
right.
Be very mindful of the knockoffs because they will not be safe.
Okay, so they can simply drop by Romeo Optometry.
They can, yep, with a $5 food bank donation or some food items, and we'll hand out glasses accordingly. We just want everyone to be safe. We don't want to see the potential eye problems, which could include things like blurry vision, a blind spot in the center of the vision, distortion of a wavy line, light sensitivity, eye pain or grittiness. And the problem is, go up for 4 to 12 hours after, so you may be fooled into thinking, I did it, no big deal. And we do not want to see any solar damage to the eyes because it is not reversible and not fixable.
Yeah, that's the point right there. This is, it could cause very large potential damage to your eye that's irreversible.
Absolutely. And I know we like to save people's vision. We don't want to treat a problem. We want to save the vision. So that's why we're so adamant that people get educated on how bad this potentially could be and why it's so important to protect the eyes on April the 8th.
All right. Some great advice, great tips with Dr. Kelly Jacobs and all the fine folks at Romeo Optometry. And you can drop by and pick up those special eclipse glasses, if you wish, at Romeo Optometry, all for a donation to the food bank. Anything else about the upcoming solar eclipse? We do know it is for Monday, April 8th. It should be in the afternoon hours. Any other thoughts or any other tips to pass along?
No, I think I've said it all. It's going to hit us total darkness somewhere between 3:20 and 3:23 p.m. in the afternoon. That's why it's the PA day, because it would have been right at dismissal time. They're leaving the safety to the parents and not the teachers.
Exactly. So that is for Monday, April 8th. And again, when in doubt, simply the best way. I'm sure there will be online things and that sort of thing. That's a much safer way to view the solar eclipse. Dr. Kelly Jacobs with Romeo Optometry. And let's remind folks where you're located. I mentioned you're right next door to us here.
Yes, 376 Romeo Street South.
All right, and you can drop by during business hours and get details. And again, with Romeo Optometry, how is everybody doing there these days?
We are crazy busy, but we are happy to be busy all the time. And we always welcome people to come by. New patients are accepted. And Jamie, I thank you for giving me the time to push out the safety message to all of Stratford.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Again, with Ontario Association of Optometrists, just getting the word out. Please do play it safe for Monday, April 8th for the solar eclipse. As we talk about, it's exciting, it's quite unique, but we really do have to play it safe for sure.
Absolutely. And thank you for helping us share our message.